Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report Podcast on Disaster Recovery, Maintenance and Auditing. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Paul Kirvan, an independent consultant and a member of the Business Continuity Institute. The first question in today's podcast is, what are the key pitfalls to avoid with regard to maintenance and auditing of disaster recovery plans? Over to you, Paul.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be back. The primary pitfall is to not organize and conduct maintenance and audit activities for business continuity and disaster recovery programs. These two activities are often the most overlooked in the entire business continuity life cycle, and yet both are highly important to the overall success of any business continuity and or disaster recovery program. Clearly, changes will occur regularly in your organization, such as additions or deletions to staff, changes in an employee's work address and or phone number, changes to employee email addresses, changes to an employee's job title, and many others. And of course, when the IT department adds, removes, and changes systems, applications, telecoms, and other assets, these changes should also be reflected in disaster recovery as well as business continuity plans. Now, for example, suppose a software vendor releases a new version of a product that is considered a critical application. Well, naturally, any existing documentation will be updated. The technical staff will be trained in the changes, and the newly updated system will undergo testing before it is placed into production. Now, these changes can and should be reflected in disaster recovery plans. Here's another example. When making a change to a system, it's likely the process for recovering that system will include detailed scripts for recovery and restart. Now, be sure that these new scripts are included in the DR plan for that system. This is what maintenance is all about, keeping all aspects of your business continuity and disaster recovery plans up to date. And this is not just a contact list, although, of course, these are very important. Another pitfall is ignoring or totally abandoning the plan's maintenance activities as too cumbersome, too costly, too time-consuming, too staff-intensive, or some other excuse. The process of creating a spreadsheet is relatively simple. The challenge is to complete the tasks as outlined on the spreadsheet. Assuming your IT disaster recovery program is audited, remember that maintenance, or the lack of same, will be a key audit finding, so you really can't ignore it.
Thanks, Paul. The next question is, what are the secrets of success in bringing continuous improvement to disaster recovery plans? Over to you again.
Well, that's a good point. Continuous improvement is a very important factor. Developing disaster recovery plans, of course, is a complex process. You must complete many steps before you can stand back and say, right, we've completed our IT disaster recovery program, period. Regrettably, that's often where many organizations end their relationships with business continuity and disaster recovery. They feel that once the program and the plans are completed, the work is done. Well, this is a sad but true reality, and an effective way to avoid this unfortunate situation is to establish a continuous improvement program. Now, among the secrets of success in establishing a successful continuous improvement activity are, one, senior management support and commitment to continuous improvement at all levels in the organization. Now, that's very important. Number two is access to funding for the program. Of course, always a key concern. Number three, coordination with relevant departments in IT, such as planning, operations, security, change management, and even the help desk. Point four, coordination with and support from other departments, such as human resources and risk management. Point five, adding DR activities to existing continuous improvement programs. Point six, leveraging disaster recovery activities, such as program maintenance and program auditing, to identify areas for improvement. And finally, number seven, launching a process to transform maintenance and audit findings into real and tangible improvements. Well, finally, be sure to document all continuous improvement activities and report regularly to management on your efforts with the program. these are some of the secrets to success in bringing about a continuous improvement program.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. And that's the end of the podcast.